Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
John Wagnoni, he was one of the preachers that went with me to Lodwar. Anyway, we were there, did hut-to-hut visitation. Never forget hut-to-hut visitation. And then we baptized 35 or 36 that Sunday morning. You remember the story. We started Lodwar Landmark Baptist Church there in Lodwar. Okay, we start to leave. We leave on a Monday. We get there Monday. We leave on a Monday. We're there Sunday baptizing. I'm loading up. I had an Isuzu Trooper. You know what it is? It's like a little SUV, okay? And it's enclosed back. And I'll never forget Jehoshaphat. Is it Micaiah or Ongedi? You remember which one? I can't remember which one. Okay, he came and he had a goat. And up there he had bought a goat while we were in Lodwar, and he brought it to the car, or that the trooper, that Monday, we were leaving Monday morning. And I said, Jehoshaphat, what are you going to do with that goat? I knew what he was going to do, but I asked him. He said, I'm taking it home with me. And I said, why are you taking this goat home with me? He says, because my father-in-law is going to repossess my wife. What was her name? I can't. Anyway, Yes. And because he hadn't paid that dowry. And he had already had a couple kids. And her dad was coming to repossess her because they had made a deal. You're going to marry my daughter? Well, you have to pay this amount. And he hadn't paid everything, and he needed a goat, okay, to pay. How many ladies think you're worth a goat? True story. And I said, Jehoshaphat, you ain't putting that stinking goat, because, I mean, you don't wash these things, you know. And it was a drive. It was like an eight-hour drive. It's a long way from Lodwar. You got to drive through the desert, drive through Mount, Elgon, those, and all the way, you know, it's a long drive. It takes a long time. Please, please, Brother Walt, whatever they call pastor, whatever, well, I forget what he called me. Anyway, he said, please, if you don't, I'm going to lose, my wife's going to be taken back, repossessed. And the children are going to be repossessed by dad. So, okay, Jehoshaphat, put that stinking goat in the back of that car. Here's the thing, you know, when we need, and I never forget, when it started really stinking in about an hour when we got, because we know when to stop, use the bathroom. That goat, when he's ready to go, he goes. I'll never forget, it was a miserable, miserable trip. The point I'm trying to make is that the father had decided, well, but you're going to have to pay that. Ain't that called a dowry? Is that right, Ernie? Okay, do they still do that, or kind of got past that? Okay, the father, so you get the picture. That in Paul's days when he's writing, and the dad asked Paul a question. My daughter is past the flower of her age. She's become an old maid. That what do I do? I've been trying to keep her single. And that's the picture. But she's wanting to get married so bad. So Paul had to answer the question, which was a great question. To us, it's not a problem today. But us here in the Western culture, again, I want to reiterate, boy, I'd be so happy if the daddy could pick for the daughter who you're going to marry, you know, but that's a whole nother story. By the way, my daughter picked a good boy. Amen. Matter of fact, DJ, I never forget, first time, I knew he had eyes on Tiffany. Matter of fact, when he was in Romania, he wrote her a letter. They're just little bitty kids, and they still have that letter. Matter of fact, I read that letter during their wedding. I don't know if you remember that or not. I cried during their wedding too. I couldn't help it. DJ was taking my girl. Anyway, I read, and when DJ was a little boy, he wrote a letter to Tiffany. Anyway, we kept lettering right there. I couldn't have picked a finer young man than DJ for Tiffany. I thank the Lord for Diana that she raised DJ in a wonderful way. He's a great husband, a great father. He's a great example in the Christ. So I'm just saying, I couldn't have picked a better guy. Okay. Kayla ain't even looking, ain't even thinking, but I'm going to make sure she gets the right guy. Okay. So you get the picture. The daddy's holding on to this girl because he wants to make sure she has the right guy. And that's a good thing, by the way. So notice He says, if any man think he behaves himself uncomely, the word uncomely means improperly toward his virgin. This has nothing to do with any kind of immoral behavior. That's why people kind of get trapped. Well, man, he's talking. No, he's talking about what he's talking about, but denying his daughter the right to marry. Because that was the idea of every Jewish girl, even not just Jewish, even Gentile. They want to get married, have family. Wife, husband, kids, and all. And he was kind of, no, putting it on, no, it ain't the time, it ain't the time. So you get the picture. Let's go a little farther. Ah, I did. If any man think he behaves himself uncomely toward his daughter, if she pass the flower of her age, and needs so require, let him do what he will, he sinneth not, let them marry. He's been wanting to hold out. You get the picture. For that knight in shiny armor, for... And Dad, I want to get married. Let them marry. You've not sinned. Matter of fact, she's the one wanting this. You know, let them marry. You get the picture. Beautiful picture. Okay. Verse number 37. I love this word. Nevertheless. It's kind of like the word but. Let them marry. Nevertheless. He that standeth steadfast in his heart, having no necessity. The word steadfast in his heart, literally, he's convinced in his heart that he's doing the right thing in refusing to permit his daughter to marry, because they were supposed to have the daddy's permission. I remember when, going back to DJ, DJ asked permission if he could take Tiffany out for the first time on a date. I said, yes, but they had to double date a little bit first, you know. And I know that's an I'm a fuddy-duddy, but that's my girl, you know. So they did that. And then all of a sudden, he said, we was at the house one evening, and they were there. I forget ever how it come about. And something went and said, and I said, well, DJ, you go ahead and take Tiffany. He said, really? By myself? Yes, go ahead. He'd proven himself, you know, anyway. And then when he asked for her hand in marriage, he came to me. I would like to marry your daughter. That's the way it should be, by the way, you know, and that kind of thing. And anyway, this is the situation. He stands fast in his heart, and he's convinced in his heart that he's doing the right thing. And then it says this. Having no necessity, in other words, it's not necessary for them to get married, and you know, it's not when he shotgun marriages. You know, she got in trouble. I won't go any farther. It's not necessary for them to get married, you know, to save face because they kind of went behind closed doors or whatever. You get the picture. If it's so, and you're standing, you have that conviction, it's not, and it's of no necessity. They don't have to get married. Then it goes a little farther. But hath power over his own will. In other words, he's not letting his emotions take over. The little girl, 16, no, now she's 21, whatever she is. Daddy, please, please. You know how my girls, how's this? Am I wrapped around their finger or are they wrapped around my finger? Ever how that works? Whatever they wanted. The boys, no. Come talk to your mama. But the girls, they knew to come to me, you know, because whatever they wanted. They were daddy's girls. Okay. So I can see that what he's talking about here. I can relate to that. Daddy, daddy, please, please. And his heart is for that girl. He wants only what's best for his daughter. He said, but if you're sure that you're doing the right thing and you have power over your own will, you're not going to give them to the emotions and she crying and weeping and all. And then he says this. And hath so decreed in his heart that he will keep his virgin. He doeth well. Because, again, I go back to the illustration. He just does not believe that the guy is the right person for her.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this week, Monday through Friday, January 20th through the 24th at 7 p.m. for our World Mission Conference at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Each evening, Monday through Friday, we'll have a special missionary feature, a guest speaker, and wonderful music. We hope that you'll come join us, January 20th through the 24th at 7 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope to see you there. Well, from now, until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.